Hello, welcome to the Lewisburg United Methodist Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit lwbumc.com.
It is a special Sunday because we celebrate those that we love that have gone on to heaven and have gone on to be with Jesus. And so I thought it would be really cool if Nathan had the chance to tell his favorite Bible story that sort of has to do with that. He's telling a story out of the Bible about some old dry bones that come to life. So he's going to tell us the story.
Ezekiel went to a valley covered in bones. And God asked him if they could live. Ezekiel said that, "No, you only know my Lord." And then he said, And then the bone, and then he heard a scraping and rattling noise. And then, before him, the bones started making skeletons. Then skin started growing on them, and soon the skeletons were covered in skin. And then God told Ezekiel to breathe, and to tell the winds to breathe air into these old bones. And then he did, and there became a whistling noise. And then before him stood a vast army of men.
Show the picture. So see, first, there were just a bunch of dry bones, but God is so awesome and so great that he was able to take those old dry bones and breathe life into them. Did they end up having skin and muscle and their whole people back? So they went from dry, dead bones to life. And that's the good news about All Saints Day, is that those that have passed on and are no longer on earth with you and me, God brings them to be with him, and they are alive and happy and well. We are so thankful that God lives in our hearts, and he takes us to live with him. Let's pray together. God, we are so thankful that you have so much power, that you are awesome, that you bring life into dry bones, and you let us live for eternity with you. For this we celebrate. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Kylie Criddle, and I am 13 years old, and this is my story. I have lived here for most of my life. I was born in Morgantown, but my family and I moved here when I was a baby. We have been coming to Lewisburg United Methodist Church for as long as I can remember. My entire family and I have been baptized here, my parents are married here, and we come almost every Sunday. I have taken Teen Connect and Huddle. How has that affected my life? A lot. As you can tell, this is like my second home. This building and the people in it have affected my life in a good way. Connect with Tyler and all of my friends have been fun, but has also gotten me closer to God. By finding ways to worship him, I have been writing in my Bible and praying every night. Huddle is like Connect, except with Huddle we go on trips. We go to Glade Springs for a fun, relaxing trip with my friends. We also go on mission trips. We go places and help people. For example, we go to Huntington. We help kids learn about God. We host a creative camp with games, food, and stories about God. Or we fix houses for people who are struggling with their lives. This has shown me how people are without God. They're lost and don't know what path to go on. Some people judge them and make fun of them, but we can't judge them because God doesn't. God didn't put us on this earth to bring people down. We are supposed to pick them up when they fall. I plan to continue to grow in God's faith because of all of my experiences I've had at LUMC. Thank you.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to
the bliss of this glory. This morning's scripture is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 7 to 27. And I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version, which is the same one in your pew. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you. Are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them." After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was merely referring to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts together in this place be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and you are our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever had a close brush with death? Have you ever had something that you happened in your life that you look back and you went, "Oh my"? Maybe you even spent an extended period of time in the hospital with an illness that was very dangerous. How did it make you feel? What one word would you describe your experience of having a close brush with death? One word. Scared. Thank you. Fearful. What? Helpless. What other words? Lucky. Amen. Any other words? Shaky. Anxious. Thankful. This reality that we live in of being on this side of mortality and those here on the tree on the other side of mortality. It's an experience that we can't always understand. Did you know that there are people who have been devoted to their Christian faith all their life, and they won't really come out and acknowledge this, but in a moment of intrepidation with as their pastor, they have said to me, "I got to tell you something, Tim. All my life I've believed in Jesus Christ. I've believed in Him as the resurrection of the life, but I am afraid of dying." And someone might be tempted to say, "Well, that's not the way it's supposed to work." Well, my friends, the founder of the United Methodist Church, John Wesley, believed that God has this thing called dying grace. Dying grace is that grace poured out upon human lives at the moment it is needed that carries us from this part of our journey into heaven. And here's the good news and the bad news. God always gives it. And the bad news is God only gives it when we need it. So if you're feeling a little bit anxious or a little bit fearful this morning as you think about your own mortality, don't worry. God is faithful, and God will provide the grace when the time comes. Amen? Amen. You know, this story about Lazarus is probably the for John at least, it's the pinnacle. It's the pinnacle of the moment, because it goes on to say in verse 53, which Donna didn't read because that would have been the whole chapter, that from this time forward, the leaders, the Jewish leaders, set forth to destroy Jesus. Because they said, if we don't do something about Him, the whole world will go after Him. Because when Jesus walked up to the tomb after this encounter with Mary and his sister Martha, and her sister Martha, and said, "Take the stone away," someone objected and said, "Don't do it. By now the tomb is stinking." 4 days, not without significance, 4 days, because in Jewish tradition, people believed that the spirit would hover over the body for 3 days. Jesus waited till the fourth day to make sure that there would be no one who would doubt that He was the resurrection and the life. But you know, there's one other place in this story that I think is most familiar. It's very familiar to me. I grew up in a church where we had to recite a Bible verse to acknowledge that we were present. Anybody else have that in your Sunday school class years ago as a child? And I can always remember when nothing else came to mind, I would always quote the shortest verse in the Bible, which is? Thank you. Yeah, I knew you were with me. Jesus wept. When He saw the Jews mourning, when He saw Mary and Martha mourning, He wept. And scholars have debated for years what Jesus was weeping about. Was it His compassion? Was it His sorrow that Lazarus, His friend, had died? Or was it His anxiety that people didn't realize that they were standing in the presence of the great I Am? The one who spoke the world into existence. The one who breathed life into our bodies and made us a living soul. Which was it that they were that Jesus wept over? It may be a little bit of both. You know, they say that when they rolled the tomb away and Jesus spoke those words, "Lazarus, come forth." They say that if Jesus had not said Lazarus first, that every tomb within earshot would have opened up and everyone would have come out. Do you believe today? When she said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." You know, my friends, that's the way it feels sometimes in this life. When the people we've loved die an untimely manner, we feel so helpless. We feel so lost. We feel, yes, my friends, we even feel a little bit angry. The story of Mary and Martha reminds us how difficult it is to lose someone in this life. Both Mary and Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, if. My friends, please note that Jesus did not give to Mary or to Martha an answer to their why. Jesus gave them something much more wonderful. He gave them hope. He didn't say, let me tell you why your brother died. He said, let me tell you, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And then Jesus asked her that question that we ask of ourselves today. Do we believe? Do we? Do we believe that seated around us in this place, in this sacred moment, that all those whose lives have lived from the very first person that laid the cornerstone of this church how many years ago is sitting in that balcony looking down on us and saying, keep going, keep going, keep believing, keep hoping, don't stop. You know, I want to close this morning by telling you something that I haven't told in a congregation before. And that's this. I have stood over hundreds of services of celebration of people's lives. And in the United Methodist Church, they all begin with the same words. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. I've spoken those words hundreds of times. But it did not have anywhere the significance than it did the day I sat here and my mom was being laid to rest. And I heard the pastor say those words. She's the first person that was that close to me that I had lost in this life. And when the preacher got up and said those words from Jesus, I went, oh my God. I have never realized the power of those words. Jesus said a lot of things that he was. I am the good shepherd, and I am the vine, and I am the light, and I am... and on, all seven of them. But I'm telling you, there is none more comforting than the ones today. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Amen? Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from the Lewisburg United Methodist Church. We pray that you are blessed by God's Word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lwbumc.com.